Chapter 19. The brass are pulling out all the stops on this. Homicide Lieutenant Juanita Dawes sat back against the front edge of her desk. She was in full on-camera dress, hair done, makeup done, a smart navy blue suit with the perfect accessories. The press conference would start in the chief's office in half an hour. Dawes had jumped up the PD food chain by leaps and bounds. She was 41. Liska knew this because every time Dawes's name appeared in the newspaper, her age was always mentioned as if it were actually a part of her name. Lieutenant Juanita Dawes, 41. Liska's theory was that the brass thought they were getting an equal opportunity publicity triple whammy with Juanita Dawes, a black, Hispanic woman. It wouldn't matter to them that Juanita was not actually Hispanic. What the chief and everyone else in his stratosphere cared about most was appearance. Not that Dawes wasn't qualified. Liska felt she was the best lieutenant they'd had in a long time. And however she had climbed the ladder, more power to her. Liska had dragged herself out of bed early to go through the same pregame ritual as Dawes. Hair, makeup, a steel gray suit that accentuated the blue of her eyes, simple black pearl earrings, and a fine silver chain necklace threaded through a single black pearl. She looked like a million damn dollars. Maybe she would get marriage proposals after the press conference aired on every television in the Twin Cities. We've got someone going over the video from the parking garage. With luck, you'll have an enhanced version to look at shortly, Dawes went on. I've pulled in Elwood and Tippin. They'll be compiling information on any recently released cons who had Judge Moore preside over their cases. They're already talking with the judge's clerk to find out if she's had any hate mail. We'll need phone records, too, Liska said. We've got the number the calls last night came from. It's untraceable, but at least we can establish a pattern or a timeline. That's already happening, Dawes said. And you'll need to track down the father of the foster kids who were killed in the Haas massacre. Has there been any activity on the judge's credit cards? Not yet, Liska said. I guess I get to be the one to call attention to the elephant in the room? Dawes frowned. Stan Dempsey. He has to be at the top of the hit list in light of what Sam found this morning. Dawes looked genuinely sad. I hate to have to think in that direction, but it looks like we've got a very real possibility in Dempsey. Kovac said he all but openly admitted he wants to make Judge Moore pay for ruling in Dawes' favor. But here's what doesn't make sense to me, Liska said. If Dempsey attacked Judge Moore last night, why wouldn't he take the credit on the tape he made this morning? I mean, why play coy about it? According to Sam, he wasn't shy on the tape talking about what he's planning to do next. That's a good point, Dawes said. If he attacked the judge in his self-appointed role of avenging angel of justice, why wouldn't he say so? Why wouldn't he say something like, I'm going to finish what I started, or I gave that bitch what she deserved? Of course, the guy's gone nuts, Liska said. Who's to say what's going on in his head? I'd like to get a professional's opinion on that. I'll talk to the chief about calling in the shrink Dempsey's been seeing. She'll cry privilege. She can cry all she wants, Dawes said. But if Dempsey told her about his plans to commit a crime, she's obligated to report that to us. I can't see Stan Dempsey pouring his heart out to anyone about anything, Liska said. In all the time I've been in homicide, I don't think I've heard the guy say 10 words. I know. He's one strange, homely little duck, our Stan, Dawes said. I feel sorry for him. Let's try to give him the benefit of the doubt here for a moment. Who else have you talked to about last night? Wayne Haas? His son, the son's buddy? And? We don't like Wayne Haas for it, Liska said. The son could be a candidate. He and his friend admitted being downtown late afternoon and he knew about Judge Moore's ruling. He certainly has plenty of reasons to be pissed off at her. And Sam spoke with the judge's husband. Yeah, he doesn't like the guy, says he's a prick. Dawes made a face. Kovac doesn't like anybody. He would give his own mother the third degree. He's looking into David Moore's alibi today. Dawes looked at her watch and sighed. We better go up there, she said. Chief will chew my ass if we're late. You know what to say when they start asking you questions. We can't speculate on or discuss the facts of an ongoing investigation. You got it, Dawes said. As she pulled open the door to her office. She tipped her head as Liska went past. Great suit, detective. Back at you, boss.